sometimes I forget. Perfection is nonsense. It's just the way it is. Life gets rough around the edges. Peace is just a perspective shift away. And Rebecca, Emily, and Kate are here to help. This is Mom struggling well. Cause we're all in this together. Just Mom struggling well.
Welcome back, friends. You are listening to the Mom Struggling Well podcast, the podcast that helps you live your actual life so that you don't need to run away from home. We believe that perfection is nonsense. Sometimes I forget that, but that's generally what we believe, and that peace is a perspective shift away.
Today, we're going to be talking about rhythms and routines.
Rhythms and routines.
You did that recently. Wow. On an episode. You felt like you had to sing it.
I did, but I couldn't do it after myself.
Appreciate you speaking into that.
Sure. Before we begin, I want to thank these gals for joining us since our last episode. Abigail Walter, Amy Dunn, Christy Reeves, Christine Aquino, Colleen Fritzinger.
Fritzinger, I like it.
Colleen Fritzinger, Courtney Tibbis. Darian, Jamie Rhodes.
What?
It's like Rhodes, but with extra H's. Jennifer Enga, Jennifer Mullen, Joy Lind, Julie Merlau.
This is on the owl.
Her name is Julie Smith now. Kyle Laura, Leanne Ann Swarbrick, Maggie, Mackenzie Richard, Megan Tennant, Melissa, Sedona Souder.
What? Souder?
S-O-W-D-E-R.
Souder?
Mm. It's Souder, right?
Souder like chowder.
Souder like chowder. Sarah, no name. Sarah Smith now. And Stephanie. Thank you, ladies, for coming and joining us. I'm so excited.
The Smiths are really going to take over here if these names keep getting reviewed.
Everyone's going to be Smith now. If you've got a hard last name, you are now a Smith. Welcome to the family.
I want to be Emily Souder. Can I be Amelie Souder?
Oh my gosh.
I like it. New identity just assumed.
Oh, rhythms and routines. What are your rhythms and routines, ladies?
One of my rhythms is changing my name.
It is on a monthly rhythm.
Yeah, it's all right.
So I have feelings about this subject. It's going to be hard to not come across very like, just do it. You can do it. Work harder and put it in your planner. Get it done. I think it's going to be hard to talk about it without making people feel like they have to do more. That's how I feel.
Interesting. I feel like rhythms and routines are just like mom hacks, like that they make life easier.
So it involves a lot of wallpaper for you.
Yes. I am about to make another purchase of wallpaper.
Are you?
We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
In my life.
You know, it's funny that you would say that you feel like it makes people feel like they need to do more, because my only routine involves a couple things I do on the weekend. Every weekday, I think because of being maybe a working mom who works way too much and is trying to get out of her job, if possible, I don't have time to do any. I can't even make myself do anything more than I'm currently doing, so.
Okay. Well, let's just see if I come across super, like,
judgy. Maybe.
This is just between us. I was listening to podcasts for this. Like, oh, yeah. What are other people talking about? How do they come across?
Yeah.
And I was hearing this voice in my ear, and she was like, just be a boss. You can do it. Just do it. And I'm like, this is awful content. And then she's like, I'm so I was like, get it off of me.
Get it off of me. That's so funny. Yeah, so we don't want to be like that. What if you just keep it in, but just bleep out the name?
And all the cussing. Anyway, I just don't want to come across in that way. That's
yeah,
all.
I get it.
I don't think we will. I think we're doing a poor enough job that nobody's going to feel put upon to do what we're saying to do.
I think that's why people like our podcast, is because it's different than that, you know? Like, yeah. A lot of podcasts are, here's how to solve all your problems. And they're, like, just self-helping you and teaching you. Where we're just, like, we don't know either. Here's some things that maybe you could try. You know, it's every person with rhythms and routines. No rhythm and routine is going to fit every person's lifestyle. And so the fact that we like crowdsource so much and like all three of us have such different perspectives and lives, and we never come to each other with like, here's what you need to do.
No.
You know, we just listen and try things if it sounds like it might work.
Well, and I think also maybe it's the Enneagram one or the type A or the mental health issues. I don't know. Pick a reason that I think this. But I think that sometimes if I look at a rhythm or a routine and I pick it, then I think it's for the rest of my life, or it has to be consistent, or it doesn't count, or I did it wrong. And I think you could try it and be like, that's the worst. That's garbage. And never do it again.
Yeah,
for sure.
So take it, leave it, put it in the trash.
Now that we got that disclaimer out of the way.
Yeah. What's the first thing that comes to your mind when you think of rhythms and routines?
Getting my coffee in the morning.
Okay.
Okay, so quick cue on that. Do you brush teeth first before you drink the coffee?
No, nor do I brush it after.
Ooh.
I am a once-a-day brusher.
Oh, seriously?
Yes. Oh, wow.
At night before you go to bed?
Yeah, that's when I brush my teeth.
Hey, who are you trying to impress? You know what I mean?
I know. Yeah, I already snagged the guy.
Wow, I'm gonna be honest. I'm about 50% a once-a-day brusher, and I feel a lot of shame about that.
Hold it. Sometimes you're a nunce-a-day brusher?
Oh, no.
I think it's between two and one. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Yeah, two and one. Okay. Oh, I thought you meant just like every once in a while I get on a holiday. I brush once a day. You can't see Katie's teeth, guys, but they're black. Or gone.
Sorry. Oh, okay. Emily lived in China for a little while, and she went to the doctor because her teeth actually did turn black, right?
Oh my gosh, that was not cool. You pulled it out of your back pocket. You know too much.
I'm so sorry. All right, I'm putting it back in my pocket.
That's super embarrassing. But yeah, I did try some Chinese toothbrush, and my teeth, it looked like they were becoming transparent. So we surely did send out a prayer email to all of our people saying, guys, Emily's teeth are turning clear. We're concerned about her future. And then it turns out when I used better toothpaste, they were just dirty. So, Katie, I appreciate you bringing that up. And I'm going to see what I can't dig up about you.
I'm so sorry. I feel like you dig up stuff on me all the time.
I do.
Anyway, I think about that story all the time. Now you don't want to be a sister.
You're afraid your teeth are going to turn translucent if you don't brush twice a day?
No, I actually have no problem with it. I'm just at home, and I really do drink coffee until noon, and I don't want to brush my teeth until I'm done. And then sometimes I'm like, it's noon. I'm not going back upstairs to brush my teeth. I'll catch that later.
Right. Yeah.
Well, so since I go to work in the morning, I have to brush my teeth in the morning. But by the end of the day, I'm so tired, I fly into bed.
Sans so you're brushing. Once a day in the morning.
I'm once a day in the morning. Mm-hmm.
What's your percentage?
I would say 70% that I do it twice a day, but mostly, I'm not sure if I'm doing that right.
Okay.
Mostly once a day. You're mostly once a day.
Once a day, but then every once in a while, on a special occasion, I'll throw in a before bed, but usually I just go to sleep. I'm so tired.
When they're feeling real fuzzy.
Real fuzzy.
Guys, I feel very refreshed after this conversation about dirty mouths. It's very refreshing.
I think some people just unsubscribed. It's fine.
I can hear them.
All the dentists. Yeah, I know. That's all right.
Okay, so I read about 5 pages of a book once about, it's called Tiny Habits. And basically, he was getting at, and I didn't feel the need to read the rest, is if you want to have abs, you add 4 sit-ups, a tiny habit, to something you always do, like brush your teeth.
Oh.
So that might not work for us.
No.
But I like to pair things. Like, there's something, if I want to start painting my nails more, I'm going to do it on Friday night, because we always sit down and watch a movie on Friday night. So Friday night, I do my nails.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
So I think pairing things and starting small is a good way to add things to your routine.
I love that. I've heard like when you have tiny kids and you can't leave them in the bathtub alone, then that's a great time to clean your bathroom, because you can't leave really anyways. You can't go far. So like batching things like that, like what am I already doing that I could do one more thing on top of?
I think that's a good way to get laundry started or moved through, because you can start it and then move on with your...
What do you mean? Like every time you do something or other, just throw in a load of laundry?
Every time you sneeze, run in and switch the load.
I mean, if you can, well, I always set the oven timer or I forget it and then everything starts stinking.
Yeah.
Do you guys set timers?
No.
I set timers all the time. And then my kids just hear it and go, turn it off. And then I'm like, why did you, the timer's on for a reason. So now they'll just yell throughout the house, the timer's going off. No one ever knows why the timer's going off, but everyone at least now is trained to tell everyone else that the timer's going off.
That's nice. Well, I know that laundry is very controversial on this show, so I'm going to steer clear of sorting and only talk about my routine of laundry.
Good. Yeah.
I can't even look you guys in the eyes right now. I feel like a dog.
A dog that's been on the couch and you knew you weren't supposed to be on the couch.
So I've always done laundry on a Wednesday.
Really?
Just because when the kids were younger, like in preschool, Wednesday was a day that worked for me. And so it just kind of stuck. Then I'm not ever messing with it on the weekend. You were asking, do I set a timer? And I don't, because it's all one day. That's like what I'm doing all that day. And so like for me, I know that I can be doing laundry and listening to something for work. And so I do them together.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's something to the, I always do this on Wednesdays. I think that is a like grocery shopping is every Sunday. And so like with your laundry situation, you don't even have to think about laundry 6 days out of the week. Like it's not weighing on your shoulders. It's not like, oh my gosh, I got to do the laundry. You just settle back. I'm going to get to it on Wednesday. That's my laundry day.
Yeah.
I've done this before with emails. I answer emails on, this isn't the case now, but in the past, Tuesdays and Thursdays. And then I just don't think about the emails until Tuesday when I sit down, I go through them all. You know, if that's something you can do with your emails, I think there's something to that.
Oh, yeah. I really like that because it takes up so much space. Think about it. I'm behind. I'm never going to get to that. Well, no.
Yeah. It's not the time for that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think I could do that in more areas.
Yeah.
I just have a limit that laundry has to be done and put away for every single person in this house by Sunday night. So I give myself the entire weekend, but I only do it on the weekend, and it just has to be done by Sunday night.
Yeah, that's good.
We have learned over the past year that kids are resilient, right? Watching my kids at the beginning of virtual learning at home and towards the end, I really didn't think that they could do what they can do. And guess what? Tech will only grow and grow, and employers will be looking for those with STEM skills more than ever. So how can you prepare your child for tomorrow while making sure that they're having fun today? I recommend ID Tech. ID Tech is the world's number one STEM program for kids 7 to 17. It was founded in Silicon Valley and available to you right at home. Their instructors are tech rock stars, dedicated to helping your child develop skills in coding, AI, game design, and 3D modeling. So they're using tools that they genuinely love and they might already be using every day, like Roblox and Minecraft. My 8-year-old was beyond excited to hear that I signed him up for a Minecraft camp for spring break. He counted down the days until his class started, and he loved his instructor, who was like a cool college guy. And he was so patient with these four little boys, it blew my mind. I loved that he felt like I understood him and his deep love for screen time, when really, I wanted him to learn some computer coding, some independence, and socialization. I wanted him to hang out with kids his age. He was busy for hours, he was learning in a fun environment, and I didn't even have to drive him anywhere. With ID Tech's online private lessons, you can set your own schedule for one-on-one instructions, or you can bring a sibling or friend for free. Or you can provide your kid with a little more structure and socialization with the ID Tech camps like we did. They have a small class guarantee, which means there's around 5 students per instructor. Kids will get plenty of individual attention and support, and I can vouch for that. Both the online private lessons and the virtual tech camps are available for all skill levels, and your kid can get started anytime, so why not now? Get your child excited for the future and equip them with tools to thrive when they get there. Visit idtech.com/MSW today to reserve your child's spot. Be sure to enter code MSW to receive $100 off ID Tech's virtual tech camps. That's code MSW at idtech.com/MSW for $100 off. idtech.com/MSW, code MSW.
A rhythm that I really enjoy, because I feel like one thing that I got from my dad is that I like to have a clean car. He used to have so many judgy things to say about people who didn't have clean cars. For me, if you look at the inside of my car at any moment, you can tell how I'm doing as a person.
Okay.
It is like a peek inside my brain is look inside my car. And so each weekend, it's like a reset for me to wash my clothes and then get my car washed. So I spend the money to have a, what do you call it? Like a subscription or whatever, like a fast pass into the place where when I drive up, the arm goes up on the car wash and I can just go in and do my car wash, get everything vacuumed. All the trash is gone. My life is good. Full tank of gas. My car is washed. I'm ready for the week.
Oh, that feels so good.
Yeah.
You do that every week?
I do it every week. I do it on the weekends. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's actually something I talked about with my counselor, because I just feel so much stress when like the house is a mess. But then when I also get into my car and I'm like driving around in trash, that really bothers me. So I at least don't have a car that's trashy.
Yeah.
I think that's great. That sounds like a great way to start the week.
And I think it's important for us to know what our pain points are. What is the area of your house that does need to routinely be picked up every night so that you wake up in the morning and you can walk into your kitchen and you feel like you can breathe? Like maybe you don't need to clean your whole house, but your kitchen is like the part that has to be clean.
Yeah. And if your car is a trash pile and you feel fine with that, that's amazing. Go for sure. With it. Like what a great place for your kids to be able to sit in the car and be like, we can do whatever we want in here because mom doesn't care. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I wish I could be more like that, but I'm not. My car is not that place. My car is a place for my kids. Keep it the heck together. This is mom's car. And that's fine. It's just important to not put on yourself things that are not yours.
Right. But take what yours is and apply it to their life with like, oh, maybe every weekend I need to clean out the garage.
Or your room, your bedroom needs to be clean or something.
Yeah. I do love a clean car.
I was thinking about how Rebecca, I don't know when it was. We've been doing a lot of podcasting recently.
Yeah.
You were talking about what can you take out? Oh, self-care. You were talking about self-care. Like self-care isn't just always adding. It can be what are you saying no to? A routine for me was every night when I would make dinner, I would have a cocktail. I've taken that out of my routine and I never thought I would be the person to not drink. I have a liquor cabinet full of liquor and I have a fridge full of beers and I'm not interested in drinking any of it. So it's crazy. The routine, not even thinking of it anymore.
Why? What sparked that?
Probably my mom.
Okay.
Okay. 100% my mom.
But maybe probably.
But I'm being hopeful that I'm regular. But, you know, what happened with her really wasn't specifically drinking. Mm-hmm. I feel like in the new year, a lot of people were talking about if there's something that you think about a lot, it's taking up a lot of space, something that you think that you should be quitting. Why don't you go ahead and quit that? Mm-hmm. And so I went ahead and quit that.
Great. Did it mess up your nightly routine? Did you feel like weird about it at first or was it easy to adjust to?
That was easy to adjust to. I don't know why it was easy. I just think taking things out of your routine can also be helpful.
100%.
Yeah. I took grad school out and it's been really good.
When were you spending time on grad school? You've got such a busy schedule.
Any free second. So now I'm noticing for my mental health, sitting outside is just really helpful. I feel like I'm talking about this all the time. But taking out grad school and then adding in just sitting outside and just having quiet moments where I don't have to do anything and I can just sit in a pretty place. It's hard for somebody like me who doesn't ever rest, but it's been really nice too.
Yeah.
And also spending time with God out there where I don't have a pencil or a paper or a Bible to where I can make it quote unquote count. Like I just sit there and do things that I would not have normally. But I think for God, I think it counts even if I'm just sitting there talking to him.
Totally. So
that is like a new information for me to process is that it counts if I'm just sitting there talking to him. There's no documentation about it. The nurse in me is like, if it's not documented, it didn't happen. but it surely did.
Charting your faith.
Really, that's what I feel like I do. So when I sit out there with nothing, I'm like, ooh, what a rebel. When I was in counseling, one way to kind of like deal with trauma is to envision a safe place. And I think for a lot of people in trauma, it takes a lot of thinking to think of what's your safe place. What's it look like? Is it a room? Is it a place? What colors? Like, what's the environment? What do you feel? Like, is there a wind or is it like still or can you smell anything or whatever? And so like in therapy, you make that up. What's your safe place so that when you are going there, you know, what does it look like? And for me, it was always like an outside place, like a garden-y place. And so now having a beautiful courtyard, I love it. I feel like I've made my safe place at home. And so I think that now I always just want to go out there and be in it. So it's really been fun.
Yay.
And that's part of your rhythm now. And it changes your family's rhythm and it changed your kids probably come around more.
They're out
there
all the time. Mm-hmm. It's very fun.
Yeah.
But a bluebird built a nest out there in the wisteria, and then so did a dove. And they just sit in this tree where I can see them waiting for me to leave. And the dove is like fine chilling, waiting for me to leave so it can go back to its nest. The bluebird flies low to try to scare me to leave because blue jays are jerks.
Those things are big, too.
They're a little aggressive. And I'm like, listen, you're in my safe place and I pay the mortgage on this safe place. And so you can
take a hike. I'm feeling less safe by the swoop by.
Anyway, that's fine. He'll be gone after the birds leave the nest.
You like your kids?
Oh, no. Sadly, my kids will be there for a lot longer than the Blue Jays kids.
It's like, oh, why do you have to wait that long? Oh, gosh. I was just going to say, your safe space thing reminded me of, I don't know how this relates to rhythms and routines, but, you know, we always get off topic. Whenever we go on vacation, I just love, obviously, going on vacation. This started when we went to Ireland in 2016, and I was like, I want to live here. Mm. The flowers and the brick walls, everything. And it hit me. I was like, what part of this vacation can I bring home and implement into my daily life? Mm-hmm. And so that's when I got really into gardening and like making like flower pots every spring and like a little sitting area with a fire pit. That was inspired by my trip to Ireland. Okay. And so every trip that we take now, that's why we got a hammock once, is because we went on a trip that had a hammock and I loved sitting in it. I was like, well, I can bring that part of vacation home to my daily life. It helps coming back home from vacation. It's not so much a letdown because you're like, this is the part I'm bringing back with me.
I like it.
And I'm going to implement into my house.
Implement into your rhythm.
Yeah, so, yeah. Your daily rhythm.
I love it. So good.
I want to take a moment to thank Qubo AI for sponsoring this week's episode. Qubo AI is the first smart baby monitor to apply AI detection to baby's sleep, safety, and memories. Let me tell you a little story. Sit back, relax. Here we go. Once upon a time, there was a new mom who couldn't sleep, wondering if her baby was breathing. Does this story sound familiar? We all have been there. This particular story is about a like-minded mom named Joanne. She had the same fears we all do, and then found her infant son with a bib over his face in his crib. It dawned on her that there was nothing out there to help. Years later, this techie mom of two, Joanna Lynn, is the co-founder of Qubo AI Smart Baby Monitor and is helping parents around the world keep their babies safe and sleep better at night, all while capturing the memories of these precious years. You can turn on lots of different safety notifications, like their covered face or if they roll over, and danger zone alerts, like if they get stuck in the crib railing, doors, if they're about to fall down the stairs. And this monitor provides crisp HD video quality day and night. The picture is the clearest I have ever seen. It's really amazing. I couldn't believe that there was even a lullaby feature, or you can just turn on the white noise to help your baby sleep. There is temperature and humidity detection. It's smart home compatible and it even tracks your baby's sleep. You can share milestone videos with up to 8 different people so loved ones can feel close even when they're far away. Is there anything that this monitor can't do? In addition, it's the cutest little bird shape I have ever seen. It's going to coordinate perfectly into your nursery decor. So go to getcubo.com and use my code MSW for $10 off your purchase. That's getcubo.com, code MSW.
What did the drug say?
So I believe that the prompt was, how are you struggling well with your rhythms and routines?
Mm. Okay. Somewhat fantastic. What's a routine? Oh, that feels so true to me in my current stage of life. It is impossible to have routines right now like I used to. So sometimes we just don't have any. I mean, I'm kind of even on a somewhat rhythm and routine with Maisie. Like, I know she wakes up. And then she's hungry, then she's going to be up for a little while, and then the next time she's cranky, she needs to go back to sleep, and then she's going to wake up, and then she's going to eat. And then next time she's cranky, she's going to need to go to sleep. You know, it's like, she doesn't nap at 10 and 2. It's like this, like, rotating circular rhythm all day. But as far as other things, there are seasons of life where you're not going to have rhythms and routines.
A. Kyung says, I have no routine. My life is like a bunch of squirrels who have been lit on fire. Yes.
Do you think there are some people who like to operate that way? That rhythms and routines actually kind of squash their life personality?
I think typically, like, more artistic people tend to be like that. Yes. They just like it. They can find the rhythm in what appears to other people like chaos.
Yeah.
Okay, so prepping the morning, Vanilla Court says, prep for the morning the night before. Kids breakfast, do their lunches, get the coffee pot ready. So the night before prep is helpful
for
some people.
I do that so I can be a little more present in the morning.
Okay.
Our robot runs at 9:30 every night, so cleaning up our floor. Like, we have to have every cord picked up so it doesn't get, like, stuck. That's been a nice routine, because then I wake up to a vacuumed floor.
That's nice.
That's nice. And it's white noise for the kids.
Ew, I like it, yeah.
I like these people. There's a couple people who are saying they listen to the Bible app or scripture audibly while they are brushing their teeth or doing their makeup. That's like another one of those pairings. I think that's a really great way if you're having trouble getting like a daily devotion in. Like, what do you do every day? Like, maybe it's not your makeup if you don't do that, but do you drive to work every day? Can you just like every day find a quick 15-minute devotional podcast or just listen to the Straight Bible on audio for those 15 minutes?
Or pair the two things that you want to squeeze in. I want to wear makeup and I want to listen to the Bible. I'm going to spend 15 minutes putting on makeup.
J.M. Nguyen says, going outside every morning and evening to take care of my ducks. I want ducks. That's what I learned from that comment. How fun.
You want to add that to your routine? You want a algorithm?
Yeah, I think I need to add ducks to the dumpster fire that is my current schedule.
I don't know how the bluebird would feel about the duck.
Maybe the duck would like eat the bluebird, because I don't really like that guy. I'm going to be honest.
Is there a difference between a bluebird and a blue jay?
No, I think it's in the nice song, there's a Mr. Bluebird on my shoulder. He seems nice, but the blue jay in my wisteria is not nice. So I think maybe they're different.
Quiet reading time. Every day at 11 a.m., even mom gets to read. She homeschools 4 kids, but I like it. She's got a time, and she's going to sit down and read at that time. That's a big aim.
I like his Neil says she reads aloud to her kids during lunchtime. I'm guessing she probably also homeschools, but I enjoy the routine of reading a chapter book out loud to my big kids, and I have stopped that since having Maisie, like since going into the hospital with Maisie. That was the last time we really read a chapter book together. And I realized just this past weekend that was my biggest time to connect with my big kids.
Hmm.
They love listening to chapter books. And so I'm trying to figure out, the nighttime is not the best time for me to read out loud. So like, where can I fit that in, knowing that that's like an important routine? Because the big kids and I then can talk about the book during the day. Like, we used to do that.
Yes.
Or like something would remind us of one of the characters in one of the books. It was just a great way for me to connect with them.
I love that you give yourself slack to be like, the nighttime is not the best time for me to connect with my kids. I think that in all the Hallmark movies or whatever, I don't watch those, but it feels like probably in the Hallmark movies, you connect with your kids at bedtime. I don't know. It seems like the right time to do it.
Right. Yeah. But maybe it's not.
Yeah, no, it's very hard to connect with the kids late at night if you're tired.
Oh, yeah, bedtime's the worst.
Yeah.
Something that I've been doing since Big Boy is not in town, our new rhythm is right after dinner, we brush teeth in separate rooms. Everyone is separated now because I can't stand the toothbrushing. So I just...
Because you used to have a stopwatch. It sounded like you guys were like really...
It was like a whole thing.
Yeah.
Well, that was kind of more tactic to like, look, keep it busy.
But keep brushing longer than 2 seconds.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, get all that done right after dinner. And then we're done with everything for the night. And now we watch a show. Typically.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing, is watching a show. And it's nice.
So let's talk about shows that you watch with your kids. Mm-hmm. What do you like to do?
That's not the topic of this episode. I don't feel like we can go there.
Really?
It's a part of my rhythm.
I'm just teasing.
Vetoed.
we're just still AFV.
Okay.
What is it? Oh, yeah. America's Funniest Home Videos.
Yeah.
That is such a good one. We just finished Psych. So we have started, I tried to do Chosen, like you said, Rebecca. Yeah. I couldn't get it to go on my TV. I've done it before a million times, but when I tried it, it didn't work. So that kind of derailed for a minute. So what we started instead, because we could get it on our TV, was Pushing Daisies. Have you seen that?
I used to love that show.
Yeah, it's a very beautiful show.
Yes.
And so anyway, we started that. The kids like mysteries and whatever. They're 9 and 12. And so that's what we started. There's only 2 seasons of it. It'll take a while to get through one at a night.
We did WandaVision. That was on Disney Plus. That was a good one.
Oh, was it? Okay, I never watched it.
That's like, a really cool show.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's different every episode, and it's also beautiful, and sometimes there's singing. Somebody explained WandaVision to me, and I was like, hard pass. It's a very hard show to explain.
It is, completely.
But then once you see it, you like it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Each episode is like a different decade. So like it starts with like it's reminiscent of I Love Lucy. And then like the next one is like the 70s show. And then it's like the 80s, like the Wonder Years. And then.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You just all have to watch it. You're right. It's very hard to explain. Okay. Next.
We've been going back and watching 2019 and 2020. There were so many good Disney remakes of, you know, like Lion King and Mulan and all those. We've been going back and rewatching those. That's been fun.
We used to do a Friday movie night that has no longer worked for our family because Neil works every Friday night now. But I loved that rhythm because I would work on Fridays too, and I would pick up takeout on the way home. And it just felt like such a fun Friday rhythm to like call takeout before I left from work and like go pick it up. And then we would go watch a movie, and it was just like a big sigh. Like, it's Friday, you know? Friday.
How can you add that? What's your Friday now?
I'm home alone with the kids.
Great.
So I don't know. I mean, the kids and I have been watching, like we watched WandaVision without Neil, and we would do it after I put the babies to bed because they were short little episodes, and that was a fun thing. So we can do it without Neil. And I could do the rhythm of we get takeout every Friday anyways, you know.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
With or without the movie.
Sometimes it's fun to do the things like today we went and got ice cream for dinner because and normally I would be like, oh, well, we'll save that for when Brandon's home during the weekend. But sometimes it feels like crazy to do takeout with the kids. Like, whoa. Yeah.
See, break your routine every now and then.
Yeah.
Just to show that you're really cool. And
exactly. Famous. And then you say, look what a fun mom you have.
Right.
Yeah, I'm artsy.
I'm fun. I've enjoyed having a little bit older kids to where now we have Chinese or we'll go get Thai food or something instead of like just pizza all the time.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. Pizza is still their very favorite.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to hear an annoying quote? I pulled up. This is what made me paranoid to start it and just sound like a Instagrammer or something. The secret of your future is hidden in your daily routine. I don't like the use of secret and future.
Oh.
I hate it. I hate that quote.
You hate the quote. That's why you chose to read it.
I'm just saying that every quote that I looked up was like, do it.
Yeah.
Try harder. Your routine is garbage and you need to be better.
Okay, here's the deal. It's not like that quote is saying, do more. I think all it's saying is, have a look and see if taking something out or adding something in, making a little slight change could actually... See, I don't read that as do more.
Yeah, I think I just have a bad attitude.
I don't know, man.
I don't know either.
Okay.
Okay, let's do Give Me Life, Kill Me Softly.
Giving me life, killing me softly.
All right, what's killing you softly, Em?
So being a working professional and having a lot of meetings all day long, I'm like rushing to get to meetings. And mostly they're on like Zoom or, you know, some kind of online platform. And just meetings that get nothing done literally kill me. Because even when I was in college, I was like, I don't see what we're doing in this class. So I would just get up and leave and go to the beach. I can't do that though at work, because then my boss will send me a text and be like, hey, are you on that meeting? And I'm like, I had to hop off.
I'm at the beach.
Oh, anyway. So it's killing me softly that we are having meetings that we don't get anything done.
That's the worst. Some people love meetings.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And I don't have anything to say because I don't feel like it's going to do anything. So I'm just sitting there trying to act like I'm a part, and like I have to have my camera on, so I can't totally disengage anyway. And as soon as you start doing other work, they start asking you questions, and then
right,
it's just difficult for me.
Yeah.
So that's killing me softly.
Can you paint your nails?
Well, no, because I have to have the camera on, so I have to like be looking at the camera and like nodding at appropriate times and stuff.
But you painted your nails when we were doing our live event, and I thought that you were writing notes. So then I'd be like, oh good, Emily's gonna say something. She's deep in thought writing a note. But then I realized you're just painting your nails.
Okay, so you're saying I could be painting my nails at work and people would think I'm taking notes.
Look at me.
Oh, yeah, that really does. That looks like you really are writing. Okay, yeah, no, that's it. I'm about to really up my game at work by having better nails.
You've got like that henna tattoo on your hand. You just like go crazy, bedazzle them.
That's a good idea.
What about paint by number or like color by number color books?
It's a good idea. I should just color during the meetings. Oh my gosh. That's good.
Your office is going to be so beautiful.
I don't feel like you liked my idea.
I like it. I need something. I think I just need to feel like I'm doing something.
Yeah.
What is happening?
Sitting there.
Paper airplanes?
I just can't, like, let them fly.
No.
Okay. Good.
It's a collection.
Thank you, ladies.
Hey, Strugs. Can you hear that? Outside is a symphony of summer. I can hear someone blowing grass clippings away. My own big boy husband is out there edging the day away. And that is what we are doing this summer. Spend a lot of time in the yard, gardening, cutting grass. That's what we enjoy out here in Connecticut. Spring is here and summer is just around the corner. Why not gift your young innovators with some super cool STEAM projects to celebrate the end of the school year? With a KiwiCo subscription, your child gets a new crate full of fun science and art projects every month. And I love that a Kiwi crate is like extra help around the house. It's like an extra hand keeping the kids busy while I work on some other stuff. The boxes are such a joy to get on the porch. Have you guys tried these yet? I mean, we talk about these all the time. We really do love them. The Marble Run was my kids' very favorite crate. They're 6 and 8, but they have subscription boxes for any age. Right now, my son is really into the solar system. So that's the next one I want to get. It's super cool solar system that you can make. And their stuff is quality. You'll want to keep it around after you're done having fun building it. There's also a pinball machine on their website that I'm looking at. Looks pretty dang cool. Cultivate your child's natural creativity and curiosity with new hands-on projects every month. Everything shipped right to your door, no commitment. You can pause or cancel anytime. Those are my favorite kind of subscriptions. It is always good to keep the kids busy and a little screen-free time couldn't hurt while stretching their brain. The best part? Watching their confidence grow as big as their smile. Aww. With KiwiCo, there's something for every kid or kid at heart every month. Get your first month free on select crates at kiwico.com/MSW. That's kiwico.com/MSW.
All right, what about you, Kate?
Please open your phones and check a text message that I sent you. I would like you to see something that's infuriating me right now. And listeners, okay, you can find this clip in show notes.
Are they just walking away? Who are they?
This is the problem.
I just see them walking away.
Yes. Here's the problem. This is killing me softly. Friends, they're having a reunion show. And it's actually official. Like, you know, they've said it for 1,000 years. Okay. Friends is getting back together, but it never really was. But this actually is. But what you just saw was a HBO Max trailer teaser for the Friends episode.
And that's all it is them walking away.
It's them walking away in a dark parking lot. And there's a gentleman walking in the background.
Yeah.
So sorry. They made over $1 million per episode, each of these people. These are some of the most gorgeous people on the face of the planet. You're showing them from behind in the dark with a random man walking around. You know how much money is involved in these productions? And this is your teaser? It's ridiculous.
Listen, they couldn't get all the actors together because of COVID. So these are body doubles.
Body doubles.
Is on the lot. They are on the lot, I think.
I'm sorry. Did you just guess that?
Yeah. She's very familiar with the Warner Brothers lot.
Okay. I was like, if you just googled that just now.
Did you goog that lot?
No.
Did you goog it?
Say less.
Another theory, they've all gotten old. Like, they have wrinkles. If they did it where they were walking towards us,
everybody would
be like, I'm not watching that.
Yeah. No, that's depressing. I remember when I was young and they were young and we were young and now you're not young, which means I'm not young.
Right.
So they're just like, let's walk away in the dark.
Yeah. Okay. No one can see my wrinkles in the dark.
Mm-hmm. I hate all of those ideas about why it was okay to put out that garbage clip. Of garbage.
Can I just say, Rebecca, and I'm sorry because you weren't a sister yet, but Katie and I went and saw Friends taped, and so maybe Katie just has a special sentimental connection.
Yeah.
Because of that.
It could be.
I'm trying to figure out why you're so upset about this.
I'm trying to figure out why the internet isn't on fire with people being outraged of the ridiculousness of this teaser. It's called a teaser.
When's it come out? May 27th. Okay, then. My other theory was they don't have anything filmed yet, but that's not true because if it comes out in 9 days.
Hopefully they have something filmed.
Although this is June. So how is it? How is
the show?
How is it?
Hopefully we saw more than what we just saw.
Well, I'm sorry. That's upsetting you. So.
It's okay. Yeah. All right, Rebecca, what's killing you softly?
I am stopping pumping. I made a conscious decision that was killing me softly. I can't remember if I've shared that on the podcast or just my personal Instagram. Maisie never latched. I had to exclusively pump for her. And then on top of what I think was postpartum depression, you know, I've been on medicine. The pumping was too much. Like, it was just all too much. So I decided that I'm going to quit pumping earlier than I thought I would going through for my own mental sanity. I gave Maisie a taste of formula before I made this decision to make sure that this girl would drink it. Because what if she didn't drink it? So I've been giving her one bottle of formula every day and like slowly weaning off of pumping because I can't cold turkey it or I'll get mastitis. I'm down to one pump a day, just making like 4 or 5 ounces. And she decided today that she no longer likes formula.
Oh no. Oh no. Oh no.
Just today.
How do you know?
Because every time we would give, so now she's up to like 3 or 4 formula bottles a day and 1 breast milk, like breast pump. I do have some frozen, but not enough for her whole first year of life. So we would give her the formula and she would like cry and spit it out. And then I gave her the breast milk and she sucked it down like she was starving.
Oh.
So I'm hoping it's just a day. I'm hoping it's just a fluke because.
Yeah. Okay. So forgive me because I never did all of that. If you decided, hold it. I need to go back to pumping all the time. Would you be able to?
I could probably build it back up over time. I just really don't want to. I'm like bleeding and like chapped and it's like really painful. I'm thinking, is this like the toddler who refuses to eat and then they'll eat when they're hungry? Like, will this happen with her that she just has to eat it? Or maybe I should try different brands. Is it like cherry and strawberry and like it's not, it doesn't taste different, right?
You didn't change anything about it.
No. Yeah.
Temperature is the same.
As far as I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
My kids never got a choice and they never had a problem. So maybe if you just don't give her a choice.
Right.
She's not having like a digestive reaction or she's not lactose intolerant or something.
Right. Yeah. Because she had it great. She's been drinking it for like 3 weeks just fine. And it's like today she decided, what is this crap you've been giving me? I'm all organic, natural from the...
I'm sorry. This doesn't feel farm to market.
How old is she?
4 months, almost 4 months.
Oh, yeah, you've got a long ways to go.
I know.
Dang
I think
it.
It's just, you know how sometimes there's like this thing called nursing strikes? Where your baby wouldn't just like refuses to nurse one day. I'm just hoping it was just the day. Yeah. Just having an off day. And tomorrow we will be fine.
Yeah. You just got a case of the Mondays.
It's been so long. I feel like I'm so out of the game.
Yeah. It's funny because when you're in it, you can't conceive of not being so in that. And then now, like, my kid's 9. I'm like, I have no idea.
Very stressful, though, when your baby's small. Yeah. I remember the stress of it.
Yeah.
I wrote on my kid with Sharpie because I couldn't remember the schedule.
I'm sorry. What?
I couldn't remember the schedule of when I was supposed to feed that joker. And so I just wrote on him with Sharpie. I was also studying for the NCLEX, the nursing boards. I was also moving out of my house. And I didn't know he was coming until I had 4 hours notice. So I was kind of like, what is happening? So I just wrote on him because I kept losing my paper to know what was the schedule. Okay.
That's like when you paint the turtle or you get two turtles and you forget which one's which. So you like put nail polish on their back.
Why did you get two turtles?
I don't know.
Oh, this just happened once. Did it ever even happen to you?
The turtles?
Yeah.
I don't know where I got that. That was just
very specific.
Wow. Quite an example for being pulled out of thin air.
I'd like to share with you a story about turtles. So one time I lived in South Carolina.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were making fun of her random story about turtles.
No, this is
really
real.
Ass one.
I love it. Yep. Okay.
And I pulled out this double stroller. And you know those things are real long.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the garage. I pulled out this double stroller and just straight back, I pulled it out. And the biggest turtle was under that stroller.
What?
We lived nowhere near water. Like, where did this guy come from?
In your garage?
In our garage. And I mean, it's South Carolina. So, like, there's turtles everywhere. But, like, what?
Are there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, I couldn't believe it.
The state of the turtles.
Their national bird is a turtle.
Two turtles. So, one with nail polish.
And you got to paint one. Yeah.
Did you put an X on its back with nail polish?
There was only one. I didn't have to.
But then
but I
when
did
you
think
went out
everyone
a while,
was punking me. I was like, did you guys put this
around,
turtle here?
You're on candid camera.
Oh, man. I think about that a lot.
Oh, man. Good old stroller turtle.
Back to rhythms and routines for a moment with the ultimate rhythm to get into, meal planning. Guys, life's busiest seasons are when we need healthy food the most, but who has time, right? So for June only, Prep Dish is giving all new subscribers a free bonus. It's called the fastest meal plan ever. It walks you through how to prep 5 delicious meals in only 30 minutes. I know that lots of moms have a love-hate relationship with summer, and Prep Dish totally gets that. It's wonderful to have more time with the kiddos at home, but your to-do list doesn't exactly get shorter just because school's out. Plus, if you've got young kids, cooking dinner can be a little chaotic at best. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about the free bonus menu that Prep Dish is offering this month. If you're a regular listener, I know you've heard me talk about their super fast menus, and I thought prepping 5 healthy dinners in just an hour was the best it could get. But because Allison understands mom life, she has upped her game this summer. And don't worry, just because the meals come together quickly doesn't mean you'll be missing out on flavor. The bonus menu includes things like California burgers with berry salad, shrimp tostadas, and a slow cooker Italian pork that I personally can't wait to try. If you're still not convinced, remember that you get a 2-week free trial if you go to prepdish.com/MSW so you can try the meals out yourself before you commit. Again, that's prepdish.com/MSW for 2 weeks free, and for the month of June, anyone who signs up gets the bonus fastest meal plan ever. That's prepdish.com/MSW.
I want to say what's giving me life.
Please do.
Okay, so I feel like when my mom died, I always thought she was going to teach me how to do art. And then she died, and that was not part of my plan. And so I think that I struggle with doing art because it's like feels like wasting paper and product and, you know, whatever. And so I'll talk about this in the Patreon, but I had to get a new iPad because of a choice that one of my children made. And when I got a new iPad, next to it, there was an Apple Pencil. And I was like, what? I need that in my life. And so before I go to bed, I've been drawing on my new iPad with my Apple Pencil. And I've been sketching. And it just feels so low risk
yeah.
to sketch with an Apple Pencil. And I love it. You don't have to be like, oh, you know, I got to sharpen this or I have to get all my supplies. I don't have any supplies. I just have a pencil. And it charges by magnetizing to the side of the iPad, which is really nice. So anyway, I've been enjoying my Apple Pencil.
I love that. That's so cool because you have talked about lots of times how you want to do art, but you do seem to have a block there.
I have a lot of barriers. Yeah. But I also love that if you do something and it, like, you don't like it, you just hit the back arrow. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just, it lowers the barriers for me to enter into being an artist. And it's so nice because usually I would do like grad school or do something while the kids are like watching something or whatever. I like to be with the family, but I need to have something else to happen with my hands. This is like something else to happen with my hands, which is fun. Yeah. And there's a lot of apps, a lot of fun things to like do hand lettering or, you know, sketch random things.
I'm so excited.
Etsy shop in your future.
Oh, please. I have an Etsy shop in my past. let's leave it there.
Oh, I'm totally getting that for Joni for her birthday.
Oh my gosh.
Because she needs something. I don't think she's a little artist. Wait, I think she's in the bathroom pooping.
Oh, yeah.
Can't hear me.
Actually, in real life.
So what's giving you life, Rebecca?
Do you want to stick to the script and go, Kate?
I do feel the urge to stick to the script. Okay, I'm going to go real quick.
She can't help it.
Something that is giving me life is a podcast that Big Boy told me about multiple times, and I never listened, and now it's all I'm listening to. I'm binging it. It's on Spotify. It's called 60 Songs That Explain the 90s.
Oh.
The host is very funny. I suggest you start with the Shania Twain episode.
Okay.
It is laugh out loud funny. He deep dives into TLC No Scrubs. He tells
Stop
you
it.
Stories about all of the girls, why, just backstories, and then he'll play little clips of the song. He is so good. There's a couple of swears, but not too many, but it is just for adults. It's very, very good.
60 Songs That Explain the 90s. I cannot find that podcast, so it's not, I can't find it. 60, 60.
60.
Just look in the show notes, Emily.
Oh, that is so rude.
Spotify only, you heard?
Oh, I'm not on Spotify only. Okay, cool.
All right, Rebecca, what's giving you life?
Okay, well, we have recently decided that we are no longer going to move for at least a year, maybe longer. For many reasons, the market is insane.
Yeah.
Like, it's just nuts. And I don't want to be a part of the bidding wars.
Yeah.
And we don't have to be a part of the bidding. Like, we just don't have to buy a house right now. So, I mean, it's good news for us if to sell our house, but then we got to buy something. So, I've stopped actively looking on Zillow because that is no fun when you can't actually buy one. And I've decided that I'm going to really try to make our house work for us for 1 to 2 more years.
Okay.
Clara definitely needs her own room. She needs a space to go. She is sharing with Corbin, who's 7. So I'm in the process of like re-envisioning our upstairs, the landing area between our rooms, and then the 2 bedrooms for the kids on how to wallpaper. I'm going to buy some new wallpaper. I'm going to get a couch up there because what we really lack in this house is one more place for people to hang out. We only have the living room, which is right when you walk in. And the kids just need one more place to go and hang. If we could finish our basement, that would work. But we get water. Like, every house in Hamtramck gets water in the basement.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's not an option. But we do have a decent-sized landing at the top of our stairs that could fit a small couch. And maybe we'll put a TV up there with, like, the switch. And just have it be, it's where our ninja gyms are, like those Swedish ladders that they climb and play on. And it's between all the rooms. So I'm having some fun, like thinking, okay, we can't move. And which had halted all putting money into our current house when I was thinking about moving. We need to save all of our money for like projects for the new house. But now it's kind of like I'm having some fun again, getting to wallpaper one more wall and pick out a couch. And
I'm
buying these like lampshades from our boutique that are so beautiful. I can't wait for you to see them.
Oh, lampshades in a kid's area freaks me out.
I'm going to hang them from the ceiling. Why?
Well, you also have like a ninja play area, so I'm just thinking everyone's going to ninja your lampshades.
Mm. Oh, maybe. Yeah, I think they would be hard to reach in the corner that I'm going to put them in.
Okay, good.
And they hang from the ceiling, so they're like a light kit. It's not like a lamp on a side table with a shade. It's like it hangs from the
ceiling. Nice. Those are so hot right now. That's it. We've done it.
Okay.
We did it.
I'm going to quickly read an iTunes review from a sweet Strug. This sweet Strug says, my absolute favorite podcast, 5 stars. I connected with Emily on the very first episode.
Look at that. Thank you, Deb.
She added the extra episodes with Katie and Rebecca. It was easy for me to sign up as a Patreon.
Not as good, but still good.
I don't need your live feedback. Get here. They have an amazing dynamic and you feel like you're on a Zoom call as you laugh and cry with them. I wish I could give it 10 stars because they are worth it. Thank you, ladies, for making Mondays so much better. Deb B from Massachusetts.
Thanks, Deb.
Thanks, Deb.
Nice.
Wow. I don't know why Katie's barking. Katie's barking because she's tired.
Can I talk about my favorite review of all time?
Yes.
I would love to hear it.
It's the one where she gave us 3 stars and then written in the review was, I love this podcast. 5 stars. But you're like, but you only pushed 3.
It was user error. She meant 5.
Well, it brought our stars down.
I know. I think should have corrected it. Like if you type in 5 stars and accidentally put 3.
What are the odds that the person that says in the review, I'm just as a double check, I'm giving you 5.
It's a quality control problem if you then hit 3. What I'm trying to say is Apple should have changed that. They've given us the iPhone and they can't give us 5 stars.
It's from March 2nd of this year, which was a hard time for lots of us. This podcast is all the things a mama needs. Real life, real struggles, and really full of great laughs. 5 stars for sure.
I remember where I was standing. I was in my bathroom getting ready for the day when Katie sent that text and was like, help me understand what has happened here. I see that it says 5 stars and I see that she gave 3 stars. It was a confusing time for everybody.
It was.
Across the board.
We cannot blame the pandemic for that. Well, whatever. So anyway, if you want to check out those reviews, you can do it. There's nice ones, there's weird ones, there's mean ones. If you want to give us a nice one to balance that out, we would love that. Go look for Share the Struggle in the show notes, and your review might end up right here on the show.
Yeah. Just help balance out the mean ones.
Then hold on.
Only like one mean one, you guys.
But it was like, it carries a lot of weight.
Does it hurt my heart?
If it says cringy, like maybe, okay, send us a review, double and triple check that you actually hit 5 stars, and then say in the title, not a cringy podcast.
Okay. If you want to continue the conversation, we can be found on Instagram. I'm at Kate Ordway.
I'm at Rebecca Smith Online.
And I am at Mom Struggling Well. So what will your strategy be to struggle well based on what we talked about this week? Think about your rhythms. It's not about doing more things. Maybe pop a new thing in or take a bunch of stuff out. We just want you to do what you like. If this show has helped you remember that you're not alone, will you please share us with a friend? Your recommendations mean so much to us, and they help us to reach more moms struggling well.
The next main show episode is going to be a problem solved. We're bringing it back monthly, folks. So email hello@momstrugglingwell.com. Make sure you're subscribed. We may solve your problem right here on the pod. Bye.
Bye.
'Cause we're all in this together. You're just mom struggling well.
I love the bloopers at the end. Those are so funny.
I like look down at my phone and there's like 2 minutes left and I'm so happy because that means there's 2 minutes of bloopers.
Yay.
It's so good.
And it's super easy to edit it. And then I'm keeping one. Everything that I put at the end, I put in a blooper thing. So like eventually we will have a show of bloopers.
That's
You're so smart.
That was y'all's idea.
We can take that off. We could take that week off, too. We could save that for, like, Christmas or something.
I would love to take that week.
Ew.
I know.
Take that week off. So if we jack everything up for a long enough time, can we take off, a month?
Yeah. Well, we are taking off
June.
Let's freaking get on the freaking mic. All right. Recording. right?
Clap for no reason. On your mark. Okay.
I actually do want that. Okay.
Great.
All right.
That had to have been helpful.
It's your line next.
I know. Line. I'm waiting. I'm doing clicks and clacks. Before we can begin.
Begin.
Now I'm all flustered. Clicks and clacks. Clicks and clacks. Oh, no. It's happening. The giggles are happening. Okay.
Okay. Focus in.
Strong urge to slap myself in the face. No. Okay.
Don't do it. I'm killing it.
Sorry. I'm zoning out of this.
It's okay. I'm nervous about laundry. I feel like I could say something, but I won't. I can't.
What?
You can. Bringing laundry.
No, I'm just kidding.
What's our time?
We're at 37, so we can do Give Me Life, Kill Me Softly, no problem. No problem, boblem. Joni's really into rhyming, so we're doing a lot of rhyming.
Problem, boblem, huh?
No problem, boblem.
Do you know that boblem's not a word? I don't want
to. Boblem is not a word. I'll admit it. Yep. You got me. My absolute favorite podcast, 5 stars, by Deb. Skipping the last name. It's Bonin. I'm not saying that on the podcast.
Okay. The ones and twos. Nope. All I can think of is Sven or whatever that guy from.
Zoolander, right?
Are you thinking Frozen?
Oh, Steven.
Steven.
Guys, we are literally talking about three different things.
No, the guy from SNL who is like the Weekend Update correspondent who only talks about the hottest clubs.
Stefan.
Oh my gosh, she's so hot right now. No, but you're right, it's Zoolander. I was wrong. Take it out. Take it all out.
It's all going.
Start over.
I'm going to bed. Good luck.